This week on the Real Man Talk Show, we had the honor of interviewing pastor, apostle, actor, Mr. Cameron Arnett. He blessed us with an interview at the International Christian Film and Music Festival and just blessed us with gems that you guys will really enjoy. So sit back and relax and enjoy on the Real Men Talk Show. I always do that. I start talking before I hit record. Welcome to the Real Man Talk Show. This is a show for the real men of Christ. We're here for you to let you know that you are not the only guys that go through what you go through. There's a bunch of us out there doing the same thing. So we just wanted to share and talk about some of the things that it's not talked about in church, or we don't want to talk about with our wives, stuff like that. So this is for the guys that try. You know, they try to live a righteous life. They try to do the right thing. And I am honored, and we are so blessed to have in our presence,
oh, good Lord,
the one, the only, Mr. Cameron Arnett.
Wow.
How are you, man?
I am well, man, but you know, that introduction is something else. I'm going to have to pay you later.
You got to live up to it, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But I was saying before I hit record and it started getting good that God told me a long time ago to call you, like 6 months ago to call you. And I was just like, is this big enough for, you know, a big Christian star, been on blockbuster movies and stuff, you know? And I hesitated. And then I put my foot down. I said, we're going to do this at the International Christian Film Festival. That's what all the noise is in the background. Y'all should have said that, but, you know, we'll talk about that also. But it's just such a pleasure to finally get to talk to you.
Well, you know, the whole thing, man, is that the greater one that lives inside of us, who is greater than all of us. What the Father did was that he wanted so much a relationship with us, and he sent Jesus as the representation of who he is so that he can be in all of us.
Right.
And so now we have the right, the privilege, the honor to call on him on any time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you can call him, what's Cameron Arnett? Who's Cameron Arnett? You know what I'm saying?
He's the man. Man, overcomer. Come on.
You're a mess. No, you know, but you know what I'm saying? So
yes,
it's like,
yes.
Man, we're brothers, man. And my thing is, we have to give and have access to each other, because it's what by every joint supplies.
Amen.
And so if we're not willing to supply one to another, man, we are actually working against the will and the ways of God.
Amen. And that's so true. That is so true. So we're here at the International Christian Music and Film and Music Festival. I'm messing up the name of my own festival.
It's the new name, man.
It's
you gotta get it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of hours.
So I still say it's ICFF.
Yeah. Marty insisted that we do not change that. He insisted. But we're here. I think we're going to be close to about a couple thousand people as of today.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more than that tomorrow. And to set this up, we've had to deal and work with a bunch of Christian operators, talent, audio people, production people. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I always say, and even with, like, we've had music, so I've been dealing with the Christian music artists and just giving them, encouraging them. I say we're all on the same team.
That's right.
We all trying to do the same, got the same goal, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal also is to encourage those that are on the path to be more and more prolific and powerful at getting the word out more and more. I mean,
right.
God dropped gifts in these people, and we got to encourage them to use those gifts.
That's right.
That's right.
I think what happens, though, Chris, is that, you know, you already just said it in a sense of we all have the same goal. We all have the same purpose of God in us to proclaim the gospel.
Yes.
I think what happens in the process of that is, now that we're having the same goal to promote him and to declare his word,
mm-hmm.
we also have to have the same goal of doing it his way.
Yes.
And that's what makes a dividing line between us all, is that sometimes we preach a word that we ourselves don't follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we end up having an issue, because we want to give a good word,
right,
but we're not living a word life that
right.
makes us brothers, that makes us compadres. We're not comparable to each other. Instead, we become competitors,
mm-hmm.
and that's not what God has in mind. That's not the gospel.
Right, exactly. That's the world.
And we can't come and try to do a God thing, a world way, we'll end up with a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so when part of the aspect of being men especially and having the authority of God resting upon us to lead not only our families but the world, we have to get that thing together. We can't be competing with each other, man.
That's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? We got to be the reason why our brother makes it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Let's go to this. It's been, yeah, she left that. Someone left their photo and their card on the table, you know. People, I've been sitting here, you know, setting up and getting things tweaked. People just plop their stuff down on the table in front of me. I'm like, I'm not here. Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
They know.
Exactly.
They know.
I'm surprised, you know, someone hasn't run up to me and grabbed me for something. It's usually her. But let's talk about this. It's been a rough year,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard on our men when it's a regular year.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, guys have lost their jobs, their means of income,
mm-hmm.
and you got the family looking to you to be the provider, to be the leader. We're coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs are popping up, but the key to me, I think, for 2021 has been the mental.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really hard year on the guys. I mean, even I, like I said, I try to be transparent. I struggle with depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went and got help, but what kind of advice or word can you speak on these guys that are still struggling, still coming out of that, but it's been a rough year. So, I mean, there's some bruises. There's some bruises from 2020.
Yeah, you know, the Bible says to us, don't count it strange that you go through these trials.
Yes.
All your brothers are going through the same trials. So the question becomes, why does one brother have a different outcome than another brother when we're both following the same God? And I think that that's the issue in it all. You have people, men, who are willing to follow the word of God and follow other men that are to be marked. And the word says to us that, you know, mark those kind of people, mark, you know, whose faith follow, those kind of things. And until we actually give ourselves to following it that way, we're always going to find ourselves under the circumstance for a long time. All of us have to go through an issue, but how long that issue takes to go through is the main thing. I mean, it can, you know, a process can be 3 years, or it can be 3 minutes, or it can be 3 seconds.
Right.
And so it has a lot to do with how much we are willing to give ourselves and surrender ourselves to the process of God, so that we can now be transformed into people who are transforming other people.
What I like about this is that every answer you start with, the word says, the Bible says, every answer. And that is definitely the foundation that a lot of us need to go back to sticking to.
Correct. You know, there is nothing new under the sun, again, the scripture says to us. And so regardless of what we go through, it's a regurgitation of what has already been. And so since it's an open book kind of a test,
mm-hmm.
we ought to go back to the book and ingest it in such a way as to whenever God allows to happen in your life, inside of you is the answer to that thing. He already told you he won't allow anything to happen that is greater than you and that you don't have a way of escape. So therefore, he prepares you, he puts a word in you, or he allows you or gives you the opportunity to put that word in yourself, so that when the circumstance happens, this strength is already within. It finds an answer. It doesn't find you trying to become like Christ. It finds a Christ man. And the reason why we find ourselves falling apart is because when the issue came, it didn't find a Christ man.
Right, right. Awesome. So I'd like to talk a little bit about your background.
Yes, sir.
And talk about your background, how I know you were corporate, you're doing well in business, and then there was a change.
Yeah,
talk
well, you know, gosh, man, I'm going to start out from the college perspective. Okay. I think that's as far back as I need to go.
Sure.
But I was in college. My trajectory was to be a cardiologist.
Oh, wow.
I was a pre-med pre-law student.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in the trek of medicine and anatomy, physiology, all that kind of stuff. And that's where my brain was. That's where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And one summer, I was doing EKG and doing respiratory therapy at a hospital,
mm-hmm.
and I answered an ad because I was just trying to do a little something fun, you know what I'm saying, for the summer that was different.
Oh, wow.
And so I entered a competition for models and actors and whatever else, and I won. And so it kind of snowballed into 10 to whatever, how many competitions, and I won at least 8 out of 10.
Well,
and
it just kind of you are pretty.
Oh, stop it, man!
You are pretty.
Okay, so why you want? Okay, I was in the midst of having a, you know how you know you're trying to have a serious conversation.
I can't help it, man. I can't.
And the brother's going to interject with that. No.
I cannot help it. I'm sorry. Oh, please, man. Continue.
So I answered an ad and won this stuff, and it kind of veered me into this place where God was taking me, which I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the backdrop of what has happened so far. And so now in the process of that, I don't know God. I'm just finding out God. It was in, as a matter of fact, one of these competitions that I met this young lady who was born again to the core.
Wow.
And she convinced me to sing this song on stage. There was an old song that says, "Woman, don't you know, with you I'm born again." And so she changes with Jesus, "Don't you know, with you I'm born again."
Mm.
And she convinced me to sing it. And yes. I'm on the stage.
Yes.
"Woman, don't you know."
Yeah.
And so I'm on the stage. So I'm like, "Jesus, don't you know, with you." You know, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? And I thought I fell in love with this girl. And what happened was that at a certain point, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You're not in love with her. You're in love with who's inside of her."
Wow.
And it broke me.
Wow.
Okay? And that was the beginning of my trek with God.
Really?
And it broke me. And I for 2 hours, man, I cried. I went and took a shower. And I'm like, it's a movie. I'm sitting on the floor crying. And so it started my transformation. And from that point on, everything that happened had a God mark on it. I ended up going to a church, but the church taught me how to get saved every Sunday for 5 years. Mm. So now I had a new conscience, a new heart,
mm-hmm.
and I know better, but I don't know how to live right,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. So I'm doing the same thing that I did when I was a sinner and killing myself. And it wasn't until I got to New York from Miami, and I got involved with this thing called Models for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nothing but artists and, mm-hmm. and actors or whatever. And they were having a couple of steps in between that, I went to my agent and this guy from Models for Christ, and we were all talking, and I said, "Well, you know, I'm a Christian," and blah, blah. And she looked at me and she goes, "Cameron, you're a Christian? I never knew that." And it stung me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kept me going because I was in those 5 years that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in New York, and I go to this meeting, Models for Christ, and there's a guy, Jews for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
that was preaching that night.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, why did I go there? The man dug into my soul.
Wow.
And I got converted, and I've never been the same since.
Wow.
I started to seek out the word, jump into the word. It all became about the word. And mm-hmm. then I ended up getting a role on Miami Vice. Oddly enough, I used to live in Miami, and now I'm in New York, and I get Miami Vice. So I'm flying to Miami,
mm-hmm.
and I stay with my mom while I'm shooting Miami Vice, and she's talking to me about the Holy Spirit. She's talking to me about blah, blah, right? And then mm-hmm. she introduces me to Frederick Price's ministry
mm-hmm.
out of California,
mm-hmm.
and I'm laying on the bed, and he's, you know, the TV's behind me, and he's talking about the Holy Ghost, and you know how that fire grabs you?
Mm-hmm.
And so I turn around and start mm-hmm. looking at the television, and he leads me to receive the Holy Ghost on that bed in Miami,
mm-hmm.
there to film Miami Vice, and I received the Holy Ghost, and fire took over.
Wow.
I went back to New York converting everybody.
Wow.
Hitting the streets, seeing miracles on the street, and everything became about Christ and about being conformed to his image and likeness, and he just turned the world right side up and I saw things for the first time, and wow. I've been on fire ever since, man.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Awesome story. So let's talk about some of the things that you're doing now. One of the things I love that you were doing when we first met mm-hmm. was CAPS.
Yeah.
And the building you had, and you were working with the youth. Talk about that stuff.
You know, one of the, you know, when in between that, of course, going to California and leaving the business and blah, 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 mm-hmm. I find myself in Atlanta and I'm, you know, newly married, that kind of stuff. We started a church, and within a year, God gave us a concept called BYBB, Bring Your Own Bible, baby, right? And so yeah. we're doing all this stuff with the youth and rappers and all that kind of stuff, and it just starts to go have a life of its own. Mm. And it really was a means of God infiltrating the church with a radicalism that was inside of us as young people. Because, you know, young people, man, they ain't got those inhibitions. They just want the real. You give them yes. something, and they're going to go for it. And we go into churches and rock it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost as if you were showing the church what the church should be like. Mm-hmm. And so for some people, they run with you. And then the ones that don't, man, they cast you out like you're a demon. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of how it got involved. And so now God has transformed the whole BYOBB, the whole church, the whole everything else into Camionette Production Studios, CAPS. And so since God brought me back into filmmaking, and which I came back kicking and screaming because I thought it was going to be Hollywood all over again.
Right.
And so, but God finally told me, no, I want you to do this. And so now I'm patterning myself after what God is saying to me. Mm. And Camionette Production Studios, I'm a Haitian, y'all, so I kind of talk fast. So I'm sorry about that. But CAPS is now what God is using to bring Christ to the mainstream
awesome.
Through the media perspective. And he's mm-hmm. using all these young people, man, that are just on fire for God, that are giving themselves to their gifts and their talents and to the excellence, mm-hmm. but have a foundation of scripture that's like no other, man. And it's just beautiful to be around.
It's fantastic.
I am honored and I'm privileged. As I'm watching them, I'm like, whoa, who are these people? Because there's so much, you know, I remember what I used to do at that age.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I remember my foolishness at that age, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm watching them be themselves at 17, at 15, at whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, I can only imagine where God is going to take them as they continue to run on that path and follow him and allow him to make them what he wants them to be.
Wow. We'll be right back after these messages.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and loved. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flicks.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bishop Derek Triplett, BDT. Listen, I want the fellas to join the Gentleman's Club. The Gentleman's Club, not that kind of Gentleman's Club. Listen, go to DerekTriplett.com and join the Gentleman's Club. What is the club? It's just a group of men. I want to see as many men who are willing to commit to treating women like a gentleman. We've got the 12 points of the Gentleman's Club Code of Commitment. Go to DerekTriplett.com. If you agree with the 12, just join. You can join our private Facebook group that will be getting started with some discussions in just a few couple of weeks. And guess what? Just for joining, you get my new mini ebook, Gifts to My Son, 5 Lessons That I Taught My Son. Listen, fathers, uncles, coaches, all mentors of young men, this resource is going to be a great, great, great resource for you. And notice what I said, it is a mini ebook. It is short, download it straight to your phone, and it's free. It is my free gift to you for joining the Gentleman's Club. Go to DerekTriplett.com, join the Gentleman's Club. Thanks, fellas.
All Good Entertainment is Central Florida's premier Christian DJs, providing all types of music for all types of people for all types of events. That's All Good, Entertainment. When the music really matters,
and it always does,
All Good Entertainment will be there to help make your event a success. Birthday parties, wedding receptions, anniversaries, church functions, or family reunions, You name it, we got it. Call and reserve your date today. 407-247-3939. That's 407-247-3939. Blessing your event with the gift of music. That's All Good Entertainment.
Now back to the show. So we're here live at the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and Cameron Arnett is kind enough to sit down and talk with us. So talk about some of your media. I mean, talk about the film Maddie, first of all.
Maddie the Discovery was a film that my wife and I were cast in as actors, and the producers were busy doing another film and couldn't take it on. And so the writer came to us and said, hey, you know, you have this background, you know what you're doing, blah, blah, will you take it on? So we went to God, you know, he green-lighted it and said yes, so we took it on and became producers. It's a trilogy, and so we've already done the first installment, MaddieTheDiscovery.com, if you want to check it out, or if you want to go to SaltFlix, it's on SaltFlix.com as well. And so that's the first installment. It's a story about a young girl who is discovering her prophetic gifts and how to use them for good or evil, that kind of thing. And you get to go through her tumultuous kind of upbringing, mm-hmm. in the sense of her family and what she has to go through. And so that one is done. And we were actually speaking to investors before COVID to do part two. And of course, you know, everybody, you know, run for the hills and, you know, keeping their money.
Yeah.
But what it made my wife and I understand is where God is taking us is actually to, we already have 8 scripts already written for the television aspect of it.
Oh, wow.
Version of it. And so we're actually going to go into the TV version of Maddie next before we go back to the second installment film.
That's really, really
cool.
Yeah,
but it's been a real blessing.
Yes, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. So now some of your other movies that you've been doing. What do you have? I mean, you did Overcomer.
Overcomer,
what are some
I
of
Still
the other
Believe.
Ones? I Still Believe, okay.
Challenger Disaster. Now, Challenger Disaster, man, is actually one of my favorites, only because we get to, people can remember where they were when the Challenger exploded, depending on how old they were, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the backstory of that is how the film goes, in that the engineers knew that this was going to happen. They tried their darndest to keep it from happening, to talk to the powers that be. But you know, it's like a money thing, and they don't care. They don't care that people are dying. They're making money on this.
Yes.
And so when you get to hear and see the backstory of some of the engineers who were Christian and all those kind of things, and tell the story from that perspective, man, it kind of opens up the understanding of how we as people of God must not bow down to the God of Mammon, because he always comes to pervert and to bring destruction. And we have a perspective that we can rule because we have more money. And when you get to that point, man, you begin to play God with people's lives, and that's exactly what they did.
Awesome. That's amazing. I can't wait. When is it coming out?
It's out on right
it's
now.
Out?
It's out on DVD.
Okay.
And you can go to the Challenger Disaster, because there was one called Challenger Disaster back in the day,
mm-hmm.
but this one is The Challenger Disaster. Check it out. It's really, really a good film.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. This next one is a challenge. We have another version of this show,
okay,
where we ask people to testify on a specific question.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean, can you give us an instance where you were in some sort of difficulty or struggle and God showed you that he was there?
Man, that's like, which part of life do you want to talk about? You know, the Christ Over Career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Christ Over Career, which is now a movement that God has given us to proclaim and to declare on,
mm-hmm.
came out of the fact that when I was in California, and you know, my career was going well, things were happening, I was doing a kind of episodics, and I happened to be doing a movie of the week in Toronto, Canada. While I was doing that, my manager calls me and says, hey, they want to see you for this film. So when I get back to California, you know, I auditioned a whole bunch of well-known actors, blah, 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 and I end up getting the film.
Wow.
But then they tell me, hey, by the way, we want you to do partial body nudity. And I'm a Christian, you know what I'm saying? And they were mm-hmm. trying to keep up with cable, that kind of stuff. And I say no, And they look at me like I'm crazy. The money was good. Everything, you know, like, this is what you've been working for.
Yeah.
And so I say no. And they said, well, no, you don't have to do it. You can do the acting. We'll give you a body double. And I'm going to sign again. And the Lord taps me on the shoulder and says, no, you have to shun the appearance of evil because people will think that's you.
Amen.
So I said no. And all hell broke loose, man. I got dropped. Ex-wife left.
Wow.
I evicted from my house. You know, ended up, you know, selling suits. You know what I'm saying? For a living, after 10 months of selling suits, I look at my year-to-date check, and I laugh hysterically. And people, my coworkers are like, what's your problem? I said, dude, I remember when I put this on my floor as a deposit.
Wow.
Making this in a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working 10 months to make that. People, I said to them, people live on this? You know what I'm saying? You know, you're out of touch.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? And so this is, you talk about but Christ showing up. Life began to unravel, but it was the life that I had made.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know at the time that God was giving me life for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started to show me. I started going to that secret place, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And started meeting the God who is with you in the dark places, but that is more vital to you than anything that you can say is real. And so that is what God's showing me, that who he really is, and that he will bring me out. It's that Job experience, man, is remain faithful. I'm telling you, this is not just book knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
This is what God will do if you will just surrender to him, trust him, be faithful, obey the word, man. I don't care what fallout happens. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a redemption, a reconciliation, a restoration that God does that nobody else can do. But you will never see it if you don't stick.
Amen. That's fabulous.
I mean, that's real, man. And he says to us, be not weary in well-doing. You will reap if you don't faint.
Mm-hmm.
But men faint along the way
and
because they want to get what they know that they've been promised by God, but they don't want to get it God's way. God's
right.
So love that he gave.
Right.
He wants to give it to you.
It's releasing your power.
Release your power.
It's very difficult because of pride.
Dude, okay?
So difficult.
Ego. But it goes back to what you're saying. As men, we've been trained to be the leader of the house, to be the provider, to be the breadwinner, to be the warrior, to be all these things, which is right, but in God's hands, okay? There is a different way to be all of that by and through God, but we learn to do it and we define it by man's definition, and we end up trying to do a God thing a man's way.
Amen.
And we end up killing ourselves. That's not what God wants.
Right. So true. Well, I think we used our time.
Amen,
so,
bro.
Man, I really appreciate this. This is such a blessing.
Bro, love you. You know, I mean, you know, if you're out there and you're listening, you're not viewing and seeing what God has done through these hands, Chris, Marty, you know, Sue, you know, this festival is the largest Christian film festival and now music festival in the nation. And this is no small thing.
Amen.
You know, and so what you guys are doing is radically changing lives. We actually now, because of your work, God working through you, people can know they don't have to compromise.
Amen.
There's a place, there's a home for them in Christ now, and they can see it tangibly because of what you put your hands to.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We try to remain faithful and just stay on point with what he tells us to do.
Amen.
And where he tells us to go.
Yes, sir.
But thank you so much for being with me, man.
Man, I love you, bro.
Love you, too. I will be calling back.
Hey, anytime.
We're going to have a topic and say, oh, bing.
Anytime.
Speed dial. All right.
And because of technology,
we
don't even have to be sitting next to each other. We can do
it. I know. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Absolutely, man. Yes, thank you so much, man. God
love you,
bless
bro.
You.
God appreciate bless you. You.
So that's the Real Man Talk Show. We're here from ICFF, the International Christian Film and Music Festival. Look for our episodes of this show on any podcast provider that you have access to. Also, we're on Indie Jams Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So be sure to check us out. God bless. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Real Man Talk Show is produced by 24 Flicks, producer Chris Cuff, executive producer Marty Jean-Louis. Copyright 2021.